1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station at 6:16. We'll break from our usual morning information packet that we have in our first half hour to talk about the major story of the day, as the members of Congress and the president have agreed on a deal that reopens the federal government just in time to avoid the debt ceiling from being hit and not being broken through. One of the people who voted no, though, on the matter is on the other end of our line. He joins us every Thursday morning, and every couple of weeks we talk to him live, and that is Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger. Bill, good morning and welcome aboard.
Hey, good morning, Gary.
Thank you very much for joining us live here on 1450 WHTC. You, along with Justin Amash and a few others, were among the House members who voted against the deal. If you can, please explain why you did not think this was the best deal, that it was possible.
Sure. And those few others were 144 of my colleagues, actually. And here's why, ultimately, at the end of the day, there was no significant structural changes to our greatest problem, which is our spending issue. And I'm afraid that the short-term nature of this is going to lead us right back to the exact same spot where we had been. There was reasonable expectations on my part. In fact, quite a low threshold that needed to be met to simply having Congress live under the law the way that it had written Obamacare, I think, was one of them. A number of other applications that could have been made here on our spending issue, and we could have had this government open. In fact, I voted number of times, multiple times, to open it, but it really was about fairness with how Congress was going to apply the law to itself as well as to the general public. So,
the reason that you voted no was that did you feel that this is more of just kicking the can down the road, similar to what we saw in Michigan state government while you were there during the Granholm administration?
Yeah, Gary, we can't just keep governing from crisis to crisis. And we need to change our bad habits, our spending habits that are going on. Harry Reid, frankly, in the last 2 days, indicated the real issue was that as well. When they were trying to roll back any of the across-the-board cuts that have been put in place on our spending, there's some indications we're digging into this more yet, is that they're trying to add spending into the bills as they currently are, and I'm afraid what's going to be coming next. And, there's been a proven track record in the past of using debt ceiling votes as well to drive real reforms. Clearly, the spending system that we have needs to be revised. We need to return back to the way it should be. The system should operate, which is passing individual spending bills department by department. That's the way it's set up to work. The Senate did not want to do that, and the final result was this big, massive bill. And yet, we're doing it here on a short-term basis, and I'm afraid we're just going to be right back where we are today.
And that could be after the first of the year when everything got pushed down the road. Bill Heisinger, how do you respond to a statement that was attributed to Democratic U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow from Lansing, who said, quote, "It is unacceptable that a small group of Tea Party Republicans shut down the government and once again endangered our nation's credit rating because they were unwilling to work in a bipartisan way to solve problems. Creating manufactured crises like this disrupts economic growth and creates tremendous uncertainty for businesses and families. These harmful tactics must come to an end," end quote. And that is attributed to Senator Debbie Stabenow.
Yeah, I think it just drips with irony. This is the same institution led by Harry Reid that, in their words, they refused to negotiate. And I can tell you, there was a number of my supporters that were a bit frustrated that we had moved off of the discussion of purely defunding Obamacare to try to making it fairly applied to everybody. You know, if the employer mandate was good enough for major employers, it should have been good enough for individuals and the individual mandate element. If the bill that they crafted and wrote and voted for 3.5 years ago was good enough at the time, then they ought to live with the words that they actually placed in the bill. And that isn't the case, you know. And this notion of sort of stumbling from crisis to crisis, I have agreement on that, but it is going to take negotiation and compromise. And, you know, look, I had voted a couple of years ago to raise the debt ceiling previously. That's been kind of thrown out there as well. Why did I do it at the time? I did it because I believe we took positive steps towards bending the curve of our long-term problem, which is our spending issues. I just wish I had had an agreement that I could vote for this time. And we'll see what's going to happen here, but we've got to change our habits. Otherwise, we are really, really in trouble.
Talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heising of the political fallout of what has happened. Some are saying that it was a victory for the White House, a defeat for the Republicans, and there are some pundits who say that the 2014 midterm elections could swing in the Democrats' favor because the Republicans are painted as the villains in this. I know that it's maybe a little close, too close to maybe have such a political view on this, but yet certainly Republicans have to feel that what they wanted to get, they did not get in this particular deal.
Well, no, that is true. We did not get what we wanted to get, and that's part of the negotiation element. We knew that pretty early on, but when you've got a dance partner who's not willing to dance with you in the U.S. Senate, it makes it very hard to make progress. And, I believe that there's plenty of things that we can point to, whether it's the shutting down of the World War II Memorial and you know, a number of these other things. The administration had an eye towards the political element and the political nature and side of this whole discussion. And we need to get beyond that. We really do. My reputation is one who is trying to go out. I'm a fiscal social conservative, but I'm a problem solver as well. And unfortunately, we didn't solve any of the problems here. We just kicked that proverbial can down the road again.
One final thing, Bill Heisigan, we appreciate you joining us here on 1450 WHTC. Moving forward, obviously, the proverbial sword of Damocles will be over the Congress after the first of the year when these issues come back and need to be dealt with. But between now and then, can Congress really do anything constructive, or is the ill will and the hard feelings that was created over the last 6 weeks or so by this maybe too much to overcome right now?
It's going to be difficult, but we are going to be tackling some of these other issues. Next week, we're going to be looking at something called WARDA, which is the Water Resources Development Act. And that's going to be dealing with our harbors and our infrastructure on the Great Lakes and other areas. Look, the American people are very frustrated that their government isn't working for them right now. And it seems like it's working against them, and I'm coming back and doing my utmost to make sure that we can rebuild that trust, and we'll be able to do it in some other ways. But there's definitely, if we're honest with ourselves, there's definitely some damaged relationships, and the president's going to have to take a lead on that. Leadership over in the Senate, as well as the House, is going to have to as well. And ultimately, it's up to us as individual members as we go in and try to build those relationships with our colleagues as well.
Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger, we certainly appreciate your thoughts the morning after the vote and Washington back in action. You explained why you were opposed to this and got your observations on some other things as well involving it. We're glad to a certain extent that it's over and we can move forward, but again, as you mentioned, it's a case of maybe kicking the can down the road a little bit, and we'll probably have to revisit this after the first of the year.
We will definitely be talking about this more, I'm sure, in the future, Gary.
Bill, we'll talk to you, record it next week, and I wish you and your family well this coming weekend.
Hey, thank you. Likewise.
All right. Bill Heisinger, the congressman from Zealand on 1450 WHTC.